Congratulations, Maddie. I guess your thoughts on joining the Buffalo Bills and the reason for the decision.
Well, thank you for one. And, I mean, it's kind of hard not to, you know, want to be a part of this organization. For one, I mean, the staff that's here coming apart, you know, having Coach Marone being here and, you know, our DC and our head coach. And then, you know, I mean, just their history. You know, he's been a part of a really good defense. His, you know, his track record shows it. In the top five in the last 4 years, I think that's what it is. And then, you know, I get to also, you know, have a couple guys that I know that I've played with, i.e. one being Mario Williams. We played in school together, so it'd be good to jaw back and forth with him. And then, you know, other guys around the league that I've gotten to, you know, get to know across, you know, playing against them, playing with them. And so, you know, I'm just excited to be here.
I mean, just how much of a factor was Mario Williams when you just had in the Senate hearing? I know you mentioned it there, but how excited are you to sort of reunite with him?
As far as a factor, and him, I guess you want to say, if you like try to peer pressure me, no, we haven't talked yet. But we'll definitely chat it up in a few, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, it's great just to, you know, have somebody that you actually knew before, you know, the NFL has came into our picture, you know, that we had fun together in college. We competed in college. We jaw back and forth. And, you know, it's good to, you know that, you know, that's still there. And that, you know, that we actually do get a chance to, I guess you could say, rekindle, you know, our college lives.
What about the fact that, you know, if you look at this team's needs going into this new season, linebacker was a big priority, and to be able to, I guess that must have been a lure as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Being that, you know, I was sought after. I was, you know, really one of the choices that they wanted to go to. That was that spoke volumes of what I meant to them, and therefore, you know, as a person, you know, that just, you know, really warms the heart. If somebody comes at you and tells you, you know what, we want you, this is here, we need you here, you know, just to hear those words, indescribable.
How do you see yourself fitting in? Have you got a chance to talk to Mike Pettine?
That I have. I've gotten a chance. We've got to, you know, talk a little bit of football. And as far as where I see myself fitting in as where I always see myself fitting in, is making plays. I've played in several different types of defensive schemes. I've played in several, special team schemes. So, you know, whatever and wherever they need to put me at is where I'll be.
Would you like to rush the passer maybe more so than you did the last couple of years in Cincinnati?
Definitely. Definitely would like to rush the passer more so. And in talking to Mike, you know what? With the packages that he has, you know, for us, I'll get the chance to.
And I saw maybe somewhere there that the fact that you wanted to try to get back to a 3-4 scheme.
Correct.
And, I mean, Mike's got a bit of a hybrid scheme. I mean, we're not too familiar with it or what he wants to do yet. But is that – how big of a reason factor was that?
I mean, because I look at myself as also being a hybrid. I'm a defensive end and a linebacker's body or mentality, as you want to put it. I mean, I look as far as though, you know, I can drop into coverage, I can rush the passer, and, you know, just I think I fit well in this game in that, you know, I can bluff those same things too as far as creating, you know, mismatches for offense, whether or not this guy is going to do what he's lined up to do right now based upon previous film. So I think I fit well in this game.
You played the last couple of years on one-year contracts. How important was it for you to find a place where maybe you could call home for a little bit longer of a term? And now you did here in Buffalo.
Definitely much more so, being that, you know, it's also getting later in the years. And, I mean, I still look at myself as being young, but if you talk to a couple of the young guys, I'm now an old head, as they put it. But, you know, just really a place to settle down and, you know, not having to move so much, worrying about what trucking company I'm going to use and then where to stay, you know, just actually to settle down. It's a huge stress reliever.
With the current defensive staff or any of the coaching staff?
Nobody at all. Nobody. I've heard talk. I've probably came across paths and playing against one another. But as far as playing together, no.
You work with Coach Singletary, though, in San Fran.
That I did.
I mean, do you think there's any kind of carryover between what Coach Pettine prefers or looks to employ that might help you a little bit in terms of maybe not necessarily terminology, but a lot of the same.
Well, being that, you know, they are from the same, that same era, I mean, I think just the history enough itself is inciting for me to come back. You know, a part of that era when the coaches split up, every coach has had a good defense. And so I've just been fortunate enough to be a part of, you know, the Singletary, the Coach Lewis, and now the Coach Pett era.
What was your – did you have any preconceptions coming to Buffalo knowing that this team has been not made the playoffs in 13 years and seems to be struggling for identity?
No, sir. That's a very interesting point that you just point out. That's new knowledge to me. It's I guess it's good to know. I look at myself as I come here to change things. So hopefully we can change that statistic that's happening right now.
Did you have any other visits planned, or was this you flew in last night, right?
Correct.
Okay. Were you planning on going anywhere else, or was this?
As far as planning on going anywhere else, I'm gonna say no. I mean, again, this team really wanted me here, and so that was just enough for me to come in.
Didn't know previously that they hadn't made the playoffs for 13 years?
Did not know. Did not know. That is new.
What are your strengths and weaknesses coming in?
What do you think they are? But you want me to tell you my strengths and weaknesses?
What are some things that you want to work on coming into this?
Well, definitely, I look at myself being an overall guy. I work on anything and everything. As far as what I think I can do for this, as far as leadership goes, especially on the defensive side, I think having, the years behind me, I can bring a little bit of that. My competitiveness. I'm competitive by nature, always been this way, and that's why I'm here. So definitely going to compete with even our guys on the offensive side. Really want to make plays and want to get to the ball. I think I pursue the ball well. Can always use work and drop coverage and rush. But I think I do those. I say if we had to give it on a grading scale, I give myself a C+.
The personnel on defense now as they exist, and you're fit. And just talk about the people that are on this defense now, the players. And
I think from the personality that this defense, was and what I bring to it, I think that our personality would definitely change. I think that what you will see from our defense is, we are going to exceed levels and, actually step our game up. And I don't think that's just me coming in here by myself. I think that's just the coaching staff. I think that's the organization, period. I think that's the guys that's on this team now. That's what we want. That's what we'll do.
C
plus. What's that? 80?
No.
No? Really? It's been that long?
Well, it's 79.
80?
It's not an
A. I don't know. What is it on Madden? Huh? Really? I don't either. But, whatever that scale is, give me 5 points added to that. To improve, always. Always. Nobody's perfect. I won't say I'm perfect.
Matt, I think you're about a 90 speed coming out of college. Where are you at?
Seriously? Just a 90? No, definitely not as young as I was then. Not that little grasshopper that can just, jump off and just sprint whenever they want to. I do have to stretch now. But I would say I don't think I lost anything. And I think if I did, what I lost in speed, I make up in wisdom, experience, and just overall reaction and instinct.